How do everyone? Welcome to Potty Mouth Garden Club. Yes, we are number 58 here. So, very chilly, cool time has been happening, and storms has been happening as well. So, Jibby, nice to have you on. Are you well? Are you good?
I'm okay. I'm tired. It's been a long day, but I'm glad to be here.
And that's
to
why,
chill
you know
out.
What I mean? It's corporate management. You're on the ladder now. Corporate management. Don't even, at one time, you used to leave the desk and get into the woods and the meadows and now it's just computer, computer, computer screen.
Yeah, it's true. It's true.
Yes, Audrey, always a pleasure. Never a chore. How are you doing? Yes,
I am
just
doing
heard you've
great.
Got -5, which is actually roughly what we're kind of in that zone at the moment. So
no, we're -5. I'm -5 Celsius. I saw your temperature. You're not quite that cold, are you?
Oh, not today. I mean, just
Okay.
we've got more
It's warmed up.
storms than anything. But
Yes, no, you've had a lot of damage going on over there.
well, it's
Absolutely.
lovely to have you on, Audrey,
It's
as
great to be
always.
here. Thank
And
you.
Jess, looking fantastic. Thank you very much for turning up again. That's lovely. That's always nice. Now,
I'm getting comfortable. Getting in the
yes.
nice, relaxed garden mode.
Now, JB, I'm gonna jump you for a quick second and then I'll go to Jess. JB, did you notice I tidied my hut up? You that my one of my bit
Do you
massive job, but I just got stuck in and I got it done. Do you know what I mean?
haven't
No,
actually seen it. I didn't want to
JB.
see you doing work.
I noticed you though. You were getting stuck in with your greenhouse, you know what I mean? Getting all them pins and everything like
Oh,
that.
yeah,
Fantastic.
true, true.
Jesse, have you started your poly? I guess that's no.
Cold. It
Oh,
was too cold.
it's so mild now. You've got no
Yes, well, now it
excuse.
is, yeah, but and now I'm here. I can't do it now, can
Yeah.
Mind you, I did honestly, Jess, JB, I had that feeling where, my God, I cannot. You know what I mean? Like, and it was the YouTube percentage was like 90%. Get it done for the video. If I hadn't had the video to do, it would have
Nice.
been there all year. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
So
yeah, yeah.
I know exactly kind of what that mountain you've got to climb is like. Because mine took an hour, if that. And I was just, blah, 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 blah. I was huffing and puffing before I came
Yeah.
up to kind of tackle it.
Yeah. And it looks good.
Has anybody noticed though with the frost? Remember Steve saying last year, frost heave. Has anybody, again, we've got that now, like the frosts have melted. I don't know, Jess, Audrey, did you? He asked Steve, it's where the soil is springy, where the ice has been frozen and it's kind of weaved its way through the soil, but it still like raises a little bit. And now it's all still raised, but it's like this spongy. Has anybody,
Lovely.
yes, walking the
Oh.
dogs, I've thought, and it's funny how little things remind you of the old boy. You know what I
I
mean?
was
That.
thinking about it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it was frosty, I was literally thinking about him saying it just the other day.
Aye.
But
Yeah, we haven't thawed at all, so I don't
yeah,
know.
it'd be a few months before you
It will
actually,
be. It will
yeah.
be. But I know we have to put things at least 3 feet down, like for footings, because of the heave from the frost.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
yeah. So,
First,
but
I'd
I
heard
won't.
of it like when Steve mentioned it last year. Do you know what I mean? It was quite a new thing for me. So, Audrey, what's been, I know, what's, well, we'll say what's been happening in your house then, garden wise, because nothing's happening outside. So, what this
No,
week since last time has happened?
onions are in.
Right.
Finally started onions. Couple of the winter sowing jugs are done and out on my deck. They're not quite in their final resting place yet, but they're outside. What else have we done this week? Lot of seed sorting. Got all my seeds sorted. Got my big bag to give to my neighbor and just making my list, checking it twice.
It's that's what I need to do, to be honest, because I have when we do this kind of show, I always have like few packets here and there, and it's just the behind this microphone now, there's just a pile of mixed seeds that and then I noticed me box and I thought, oh God. It's got to be done, but it's just like, and I know that's the kind of, this is the nice time to do it, but it's another one of them, you know, sit down and is this okay? Is that, I'll sling that, keep that, and
But don't you let your imagination go and go, that's what that'll look like if I plant it. This is what will happen in the garden if I put this in.
this explains Audrey's obsession with growing seeds because my imagination doesn't work like
Okay,
that.
no, I just imagine how pretty it's going to be or how, you know, productive it'll be and dream about what's to come.
Very
That's
nice.
actually a lovely, you know, because I mine's like JB. I don't think like that, but that's a lovely way to think,
Well,
Audrey.
it does get you through a rather dull task, right? If you let yourself imagine a little bit.
Yeah, I'm an imaginer, definitely, Audrey. Yeah, I'm mainly imagining eating it, but yeah, it is the imagination. No.
Did we mention this last week, Jess? Because both me and JB just as much, even more pleasure out of just growing it than eating it. Are you, I can't remember if we're talking, are you a definite like grow to eat or grow for the pleasure of growing?
I mean, it's half and half actually. I'm feeling particularly grow to eat today because I've just been editing the vlog and I had to trawl through a whole load of old like Instagram pictures trying to find a picture I knew I had that was of like my only successful microgreen sowing ever. I knew there was a picture there somewhere, but I had to scroll like way back to the beginning of 2020, and I remembered like going through like because I took quite a lot of pictures of. Last year I didn't so much because I wasn't using Instagram, but the year before I took tons of pictures of like dinners and lunches and stuff made with things from the allotment, and I am so eager to eat everything right now. Just looking at it just looks so good. I just remembered it all, so it's all like fresh in my head. That's really,
Well,
yeah.
actually, maybe JB, that's what we need to do. Do you know what I mean? Because
Dot food Instagrams.
yes, and just like get the inspiration looking back and think, all oh, right, yes, you know what I mean? So,
But
Jess,
you
what?
do enjoy it when you harvest something, don't you, Tony?
Oh yes,
Yeah.
it's, but I can quite easily walk away and like you say, there's some Brussels sprouts up there which really could be getting picked now. Do you know what I mean? But I didn't pick them in this weather, you know what I mean? So just I can, and I'll just make a video saying, you know, this is ideal compost fodder, and I've left this deliberately for the compost just to show you.
Oh.
Jess, what have you been up to anything? Or well, obviously not the polytunnel, but I'm sure you've been.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, it's on the cards. I was thinking that part of the looking through the old pictures was doing a plot tour, and I've actually like re-inspired myself to get some stuff done. So I think I'm going to be starting the polytunnel this week. Like it's on the cards. So yeah.
You heard
Now
it
it's just
here.
it's going to be next Monday, and you're going to be like, "Have you started it?" And I'm just going to have to
Jess,
sign up and say
why
no.
did you
So.
say that? Do you know what I mean? There's
That
three over here now are going to
was
be.
coming out of my mouth. I was like trying to pull it back in, but it was now. But I am feeling really like really enthusiastic, like doing that plot tour because it was on the really. We've just had like -5 here, which is quite cold for us. It's back up to 12 today, but like -5 at night, and it was so frozen and so sunny and so beautiful, and just like walking around and looking at all this stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, oh, there's not a lot going on at the moment, but we've got so much stuff still going that's like ready to be like really, really late winter or early spring. It's all gonna like burst into life. And yeah, it was nice to kind of get that refresh on
It's
what's actually going.
amazing
So.
how just when you're there, because I was there one day when it was hard frost, and like how hard and like iron hard the ground is, you know what I mean? And
Yeah.
it's just, and I'm just thinking, yeah, kill them weeds, kill them, mother chuck our weeds, you know what I mean? Just so, JB, you know what, JB, you have been going up there, you have been taking, you know what I mean? You have getting off your ass really, and you
Trying,
know
I'm
what I mean?
trying. I really, really
Yeah.
tried. It was, I
Sorry,
think it was
Jess.
Thursday, and I was just like, I was fed up. I just, yeah, just went for it and got started on that greenhouse. It was really nice as well. I'd got the that little sweet pea frame made. as well, which was
Can we just see as well it's taken off well
it
done.
did a little bit, yeah,
Yes.
a little
Yeah,
bit. It did
24.
quite
I think
well.
it's got, is it at this moment 24,000
Yeah, the
views?
mysteries of the YouTube algorithm,
Oh, I know,
Tony.
I know.
Who knows? Who knows how it works? But yeah, it's quite nice because that was a design very much inspired by Steve. And oh my God, I put a couple of pictures of him with his frame at the start of the video, and I had to like do a bit of trawling back, and it was quite difficult, but it felt really
Right.
nice. It was nice to have that, and I've
Well,
still
that's
got
lovely, to be honest.
yeah, I've still got his actual frame at the allotment. So the one in the back garden was just kind of inspired by his design, but I want to do the same thing at the allotment. It's just on a very long list of things to do, but I'm hoping I can get that up by kind of April and have some sweet peas at the plot too, with like a little seating area. I think that would be really nice. But yeah, so I got that done, started on the greenhouse, and then this weekend Jess had the car, so I had like loads of stuff that I wanted to do at the plot, but I needed tools. But I had no tools. I couldn't take them without the car. So I did film like a little tour and just sort of thinking about what was going to go where next year and that kind of stuff. That video should be going live after this, everyone.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
I
And
mean,
after this as well, I've got to go down and see what it looks like after the storm,
well,
because like I say, I
that's
started.
exactly what I was gonna ask you, because if you've took your glass out, is it more dangerous? Because I'm like a new, is
Yeah, those frame.
it?
So the base, the greenhouse frame is still screwed into the timber base.
Can I just make an apology now? Just because I think this is gonna, and I'm sorry, folks, but I think we're gonna get umpteen videos of JB about
Oh
this. So just warning there, you know what I mean? Right. Sorry, JB,
yeah.
you go
Oh
on.
yeah. I think it's gonna happen. But it's weather, like you never know what's gonna happen. Like I didn't know that Storm Isha was a thing until after I got home from deglazing that. And in that,
Oh.
it when I was filming it, I was like, make sure if there's any wind, you don't leave this. Because those frames by themselves, if they're just sat on soil, they're like, I don't know how you look at them. They're not at all aerodynamic, but they're really light and they can just get picked up by the
Yeah.
wind. And they'll get picked up, dumped on an angle, and they'll just fold like an accordion or something, and all the little bolts and bits will shear off, and oh, they're terrible. So I've got mine still screwed into the timber base. I'll weigh it down with a bit of extra manure, but I'm gonna go down. Like I said, I started work at 6 today, and then 3 o'clock now when we're filming. So as soon as we're finished done, I'm up
So
there planting. Go
you
see
have no
it.
idea then what damage
Could
is
be
done.
anything. Could be
Well,
anything.
I mean, on a smaller scale than that, JB, I cleaned out the hut and I left all them plastic bags there, and there was people's watering cans lying around and you know what I mean, and everything there. So I was like, oh, which made us go up and tidy it up, to be
Ah,
honest.
very
You know what I mean?
good,
I was
very
just
good.
kind of, but did you see? I'll see if I can share it. Did you see Mark's pictures that just
Oh,
kind of sent?
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
we I see
I
if I
was
can.
listening to the updates on like the trains all being cancelled, and one of the things was saying
Oof.
that's one of the reasons the trains had been cancelled, like on the main line going north, was somebody's garden shed had wedged itself between the tracks. So I was like,
I mean, look at that.
that's someone's had a bad day. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, listen to me, I've got a spinning thing there. What did Can you see that?
Oh,
Everyone,
yeah.
oh dear,
We've
dear
got it.
me. One second. I'll just quickly.
We're trialing new technology here, Tony.
Yes, I'll see it done there.
So, JB, do you not keep your tools in your shed?
Oh, not my power tools. I
Oh,
needed drills
no,
and brackets and all my
that's
screws and
fair
stuff.
enough. I was going to say that's a, no, yes, no, don't.
No, I leave like spades and
Yeah, I was
digging
picturing
stuff.
you like every time you go to the allotment, like
Oh,
with your entire
can you
gardening
imagine?
kit, like on your back.
Yeah, God, no. No.
Well, what I'm just wondering, did I, since yes, I did sowings. Has anyone sown anything? I did get my Ishikawa spring onions sown over there. Nothing shown yet, and I did them kind of straight after, but nothing's. I'm quite chuffed with my chili seeds because all they've germinated. Have you seen a little discussion on the in Discord about the
Yeah.
tea soaking? Now, I didn't soak a single thing,
Me
and I
neither.
thought this like tea soaking was like the you know, like the mystical way. But I'm sure I forget who mentioned it. It just like gives you like a one day head start, you know, like.
Yeah, so Chili Chump's just done a video where he did like a small scientific test. It's quite a small sample size, but you know, he's been doing it years and he always does the tea soak. And I think he had like some graphs, and I think he got on average kind of 3, 4, 5 days better germination on the same seed, you know, so same fresh seed. And I think it was kind of, yeah, average 3 or 4 days. So if you're a little bit behind, then yeah, it's certainly tea can give you a few days. And I think the thing for me I've always thought is that it's good for old seed. You know, if you've got like a old seed that's been at the back of the cupboard for like 4 or 5 years, then it's a much better way to guarantee it actually activates and comes up.
Is it for all seeds, JB? Do you know what I mean? I know I don't mean like kind of tiny little, you know, like flyaway salad-y kind of stuff, but tomatoes, is it? I know there's this, you can kind of do something, soak tomatoes in water till they get moldy almost,
Oh
but
yeah, that's when you first store the seed, isn't it? I don't know, to be honest with you. It works for chilies on the kind of, I think the theory is anyway that it's you know, they've evolved to be eaten by birds, basically. Like, only really mammals can sense capsaicin. It's developed as a defense mechanism because we have very robust digestive systems that will kill seeds. Whereas birds can happily eat chili peppers. They don't sense capsaicin. They will get no sensation of heat. So the idea is the tannins in tea kind of mimic a bird's digestive system, basically. So
that's
you're kind of mimicking a bit of nature, and you're being the bird
interesting.
pooping out the seed, as it were. So I don't know. I guess if your plants evolved to be eaten by a bird, then yes. And I guess most plants that have a sweet fruit, they've developed that as a dispersal mechanism because they want something to come along and eat it to take the seed far and wide.
So
So,
you could soak them in red wine too, then, couldn't you?
oh yeah, maybe. Yeah,
Just
that's a good one.
suggesting.
Chili Chump did a few things. He did just water, and that can help a little bit. He did hydrogen peroxide, I think it was as well. Maybe
Right.
don't try that at home, folks, before checking his video. But something like that. So it's like the acidity as well can be a trigger. But he thought the chemical was going to do better than it did, and actually the tea was the best for his tests. So quite
Interesting.
interesting. Yeah.
Didn't do the wine. Not many people would waste the wine,
Yeah.
though. Do you know what I mean?
I'm
That's
happier wasting like the dregs of a cup of tea than a glass
yeah.
of red.
Yeah.
But no, that would be a little more practical. Yes.
Audrey, have you been sowing anything this week or?
Just the onions
Did you? Oh,
and
that's what I was going to ask you. You haven't done these are the first time you've sown, so you didn't kind of jump
these are
into
my
it.
first
Yeah.
onions. Yes. Yeah.
Right.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
They've got time.
They'll be fine
Yeah.
if you plant them the right way around, or is that right?
Yeah, I do try to put the roots in the
Never
ground.
forget, eh?
Yeah.
Never forget, Audrey, lad.
Yes.
You'll not forget, anyways. No. It's funny. We had, because I asked a couple of people in, or asked on Discord, like some topics. You know, just give us some kind of topics. And I've got three here that, and Pammy Whammy's saying, the most epic fail on your allotment, I guess, or garden, you know, for Audrey's. Audrey, would you say that's the most epic fail you've had planting
Oh no,
500?
I planted flowers upside down,
Was
not
it
onions.
flowers upside down?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was onions. Wherever.
No, it was I'd gotten bare rootstock. Maybe it was, gosh, what was it now? I can't remember.
I get
Oh, that
that mixed
sounds
up with
so
garlic
traumatic.
order.
You've blocked it out. I have.
Right.
Thank you
And
for reminding
I've
me, Tony.
reopened that can of
You
worms.
know, I totally planted them wrong side up. So yeah, that was I yeah, that might have been my most epic, like that was just incredibly silly that I did that.
I would do that, Audrey, mind you. Do you know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, and
if
they
it was a
didn't
bare root
grow.
kind of thing, you take your
Well, it was a
chances.
bare root and then the top of it had been dried, so they could be shipped. So it kind of looked the same at both ends. So I took my best guess and it was not a good guess.
I'm trying to think what epic fails.
Yeah.
I've had that many. Do you know what I mean? They're probably just all, you know, it's a day's work. for me. Okay.
When everything's a failure, you know, it really takes something to set it apart into the epic. But one of the ones I was most upset about was the first year I tried melon, because I had one melon fruit that was just getting there, one of the little Minnesota midgets, I think, and it was so close. And every day I was checking it, you could just start to smell it sweet. And then the next day I came along and like a rat had just had the whole thing, just a massive hole in the middle. I was like, oh, bloody hell. What's the bloody point?
I remember, GB, when you had them, you showed them pictures of the tomatoes as well. You know what I mean? They were kind of by some, you know what I mean? And it's, we were all.
That was caterpillars. It turned out it was, there was like a bright lion brown eye caterpillar, one of the noctuids. And they go mad for them. But I know they're really well camouflaged as well, because they start off green when they're younger. And I know to look for them now. But I think they're a real South Coast thing.
I was going to say I haven't even heard that.
Yeah.
That caterpillar, do you know what I mean? So
bright lion brown eye, I think.
Yeah, when I had the rats eat a lot of my tomatoes this year, a lot of people said just check it's not caterpillars. But I had a really good look, and then I saw the rat with it in its mouth, so it was quite conclusive that's who it was.
That's proof. You don't need like kind of much after that.
Did any of you know that yesterday was National Squirrel Day?
Was it?
Yes.
I missed it.
I was appalled. But apparently it was National Squirrel Day. So, and that made me, as you said, what's your epic fail? And I remember the squirrel eating like 75% of my squash one year. And that wasn't necessarily a fail, but it sure felt like one.
Mm.
You know, they eat a little bit and then they go on to the next one and eat a little bit and go.
It must sting that they've got a national day.
I know. I saw it and there's this little squirrel, you know, he's the poster boy for the thing. And I thought, oh my. Yeah. We're desperate for national days if they give one to a squirrel.
Wow.
It's what's yours, Jesse? You're being very quiet.
I think I've had so many. I think probably watering all of my plants with poison last year, with whatever was in that water, was probably quite high up on the list of
epic
stupidity. Feels. Yeah, that was a good one.
My monster chili plant, that was an epic fail. That did absolutely nothing. I'm still not really sure why, but I put it in a 30-litre tub. And I think I used too much manure. I think I put a bit of well-rotted manure in there to, you know, because I'm cheap. And it was a 30-litre tub. I was like, oh, I get that in there. And I think it was too rich for it. I think it didn't like it. Just kind of didn't do much.
Mine, JB, I put my one chili in like a big pot. I don't know if it was a potato, or like, so it must have been a 30-litre thing.
Yeah,
it never kind of, the others just as well. You know what I mean? It was all right, but it wasn't.
I think it goes to prove a little bit what we say about never moving them on too much into too big a pot, because their roots spend all the time growing and they don't do much above ground.
No, I've got nothing. It made us like think, well, I'm not going to do it again. That's the, you know what I mean? It was like you say, what did I must have used compost. So it was a lot of compost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Kind of.
Yeah,
I'm not as cheap as you, obviously. You know what I mean? Okay. Dirt off the roadside, you know what I mean?
I actually did that with leaves, like last year, out the back. Leaves off the roadside.
Oh, mine, I've done that before, leaves off. But it's you've got to be careful not to get the kind of the gravel in as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know it was what like mean? All the dog poo. The only time I've tried to take, because the guys come along and they bag up the leaves along the pavement, you know, and they just leave the bags of leaves there.
Yes, they
so
do.
Tempting. So tempting. And because they're only going to come along and pick them up later and stick them in the council one. So I've taken a couple of them, and I only did it once because it was about 2/3 crisp packets and dog poo. So I sort of decided that's not ideal, really.
Particularly
not when you try and scoop it out with your hands, you know, out of the bin bag.
You'll never guess what happened to me this morning. I swear to God, if you're eating something or anything like that.
Oh, no.
So I went outside, 7 o'clock.
See ya.
With me sliders on, bare-toed, right? I went, oh, we've got the puppy. Here he is, crapping away. So gets me black plastic bag, picks it up. The wind caught it. The biggest lump fell on me left toes, on me toes. I was so appalled. I was so appalled with myself. I accidentally dropped the other bit on my other foot. So I got two bits of dog shit. And I had to go into the kitchen, like, Melanie, oh, man. I was like, you're kidding us. In the end, I laughed, but I wasn't laughing at the first one. The first time it was like, oh. But then that repulsed. I dropped the second bit on me, but the other foot. So,
I wish you'd been recording that one, Tony.
So where's that going to lead us to now?
What a detour. That's amazing. Oh, I picked a really bad time to have a glass of, like, a sip of water halfway through that story.
Well, let's get back to...
He choked.
To gardening.
That's an epic fail. That is an epic fail, that one.
Yes, I could class that as an epic fail there. Video. Jaggy 23 hashtag 0760 tomatoes for grown outside because she's just had a greenhouse destroyed last night. You know what I mean? Which is just like what we're seeing. And I've seen the neighbor over from me that when it just picks it up and concertina, you know what I mean? And just like, and you would actually think the wind would just like.
I know.
Not even touch it, just go straight through it. But
yeah.
There must be something where physics gets it, you know, gets a hold of like the air or something like that. But I've grown Crimson Crush outside and had a decent. I wasn't that good last year, but I've got that wall again next to the hut and everything like that. So I might try Crimson Crush. I don't know. Audrey, I mean, I guess you're the queen of growing tomatoes outside. What?
That's all we do.
What would you recommend?
Well, we don't really have the same varieties, do we?
Mm.
I mean, I grow all of my tomatoes outside. Whether they're big beefsteak or cherries or in between.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I feel like the climate thing for this question is probably you three are probably going to have to answer this one because
Jessie is so
out.
Ready. Jessie's,
yes, she is. I see her. Like,
the camera. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
No, this is from obviously blight is a thing to think about. So anything that's blight resistant. However, when I lost all my tomatoes that year. Sherry really kindly sent me a whole load of short season tomatoes, so ones that can ripen up with just a bit of like with the outdoor weather rather than needing the real heat of a greenhouse. And she sent me loads actually, but ones that were really good. Jet Setter was fantastic. And also, although it wasn't listed, I found it blight resistant because a lot of the other ones got blight and it didn't. Really, really nice, like big, quite pale red tomato, but a great flavour.
Is this Jet Setter? Was this the Jet Setter?
Jet Setter, yeah.
And that's not blight resistant.
It doesn't say that it's blight resistant,
right.
But I found it that it was really quite resistant to it. It's not immune, obviously, but it stuck out an awful lot longer than all the rest of them did. So if you've got blight in the area and whatnot, I would say that was probably the best. The other one that was really, really good was Oregon Spring. They were both Oregon Spring did succumb to the blight, but the tomatoes from beforehand were really good and they ripened so quickly, even though we had that really, really poor summer.
Yeah.
So they were good.
Mm-hmm. Do you always get blight? Will it always come like?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Me too.
Do you? Oh,
yeah, me too. Big time.
Do you plant, like, say, tomatoes out, eventually they'll get blight, or your potatoes will get blight, or...
Every year, I get loads of comments saying, JB, like, why don't you grow tomatoes outdoor? And then every year, I do, like, one or two outdoors. Like, I stick a couple of spares out there. And they're just pathetic. They're just rubbish. Absolutely, like the worst tomatoes that I ever get. And then they get blight, and the ones in the greenhouse go another 6 or 7 weeks. And
Yeah.
that's why I don't grow tomatoes
Would
outdoors.
a dwarf tomato do better outside?
Probably. Yeah, I tried. I think the ones that I put outside were Crimson Crush, actually. They were a bit runty as well, and it is always the spares that I put out. So I'm not being, it's not a very scientific test. But if I've got the space undercover, I will use
Actually, the
them.
other one that I grew outside that I thought was tough against blight, that jet setter and garnet. Garnet's a
Wow.
dark cherry.
Ooh.
That's like my favorite of the red cherries. It's a really nice one, and like you say, I had a spare plant of that one, and that was that survived a really long time outside. And what was nice is, when I say it's nice when things get blight, but often when you see that black patch on the stem, like the whole plant gets it within days. This, it kind of got a couple of patches, but it didn't seem to travel through the plant anywhere near as fast as it did the rest of them. So it was just kind of holding back a bit. So, and that was really successful outdoors, even with the pants summer. So,
I know that speaking of blight resistance, Seaspring Seeds, who sell a lot of chili varieties, every year on Instagram I see they're doing like a little blight trial where they're trying to breed blight resistant tomatoes, and it's always been on my to-do list is to go and look at their tomato varieties. But their Instagram pictures are quite cool because you can see the different stages and the ones that are blight resistant, which is just always amazing given like how powerful blight is as soon as it arrives and everything just goes blah within like a few days. Seeing stuff weather the storm is
is
really
there,
cool.
I mean, off the top of your head, I only know of the Crimson Crush that is blight resistant. Is there any others that folks like, is blight resistant?
I'm just looking. I know, sorry, I'm probably looking a bit strange because I'm just brought up my seed list, but I know there was one on my list that said that it was the most blight resistant so far, and I'm just looking for it.
I know Denise always does what's it called? Outdoor Girl, I think is the name of the tomato, which is very fitting, designed to for outdoors. And she's in Scotland, so if you can grow a tomato in
If you,
Scotland.
I was going to say, are you? So JB, if you Jess will come for you for that name if you can find. Don't worry about it. If JB, if you put some tomatoes outside and they got blight, do you have to do the whole burn the plant kind of thing, or is it just?
I don't, because for me it's such a certainty. I think it might be one of those gardening myths. I'm not really sure. I think you can compost blight, but
No, not well.
I can just imagine the comments full of
Is
people.
that
No,
I? So
you
you're.
got to burn it.
So you going down a vicious little rabbit hole here, Jamie. Be careful what you say. So
Yeah, it's my fault.
you're
That's
composting
why everyone's got.
your blight resistant tomatoes just with your
Yeah, I just chuck
hold
them in the
your
compost.
head in shame, young
No.
lass.
I'm
The whole
spreading it
can you
throughout the
not
whole
hear
plot.
the whole Discord, the YouTuber going,
Right,
Jess,
I've
are you
got
doing? Jess, are you doing the right thing? You'll be getting.
I just found those two varieties. One is called Nagia F1, which is NAGINA, and the other one is called Frocchini F1. Both of them are supposed to be completely. Oh, I've lost you. Completely, there you are. Completely blight resistant.
Right,
So,
nice. And so, Jess, with blight going back, do you not bother them with tomatoes outside, or do you just try and like? Can you not try and be? Is it a like? Because we don't get, touch wood, God's sake, like much blight up. You know what I mean? Round our
yeah.
way, is it a thing you've got to try and beat with timing so it gets your tomatoes out
I
early?
mean, it depends on the year because if you have damp, like midsummer, like we have this year, you've got no hope. Like it's just blight fest. And anybody in my area that was trying to grow tomatoes outside that was just not growing blight resistant ones, that they didn't even start to set fruit. They were got too early, no matter
Wow.
how quick you got them out there.
Right.
But
Well, isn't there early blight and late blight? So you can kind of
They're
see it
supposed to
coming or
be,
going,
yeah, they're
right?
supposed to be two, but they seem to
Yeah.
merge.
I think
Which,
early blight can be like really early, like April, May.
yeah.
And yeah, thankfully I've never had that because that can cause a bit of a
Jess is just having a little chuckle there. So the gins went down the wrong bloody way there.
My chins, did you say?
No, gin. Or did you get it over there then or not? Because if you're outdoors all the time.
I think we're too hot.
Right.
Because usually, if even if we had a rain in the morning, it'll burn off by the afternoon. So I think, but I do have to keep when they're getting really bushy, I do have to keep them thinned out. So I find they're not as prone to anything if I do that.
I wonder
What's
if it
up?
helps being in like a bit of an like a suburban area as well, because like on allotments, you've got a real concentration of things
Yeah, I'm
ready to
like the
propagate.
only gardener I know of, like
Yeah.
in my exact area here.
I wonder
So
if that helps.
that sure might help. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder, like JB, do you think if we uprooted you and give you like a season of Audrey's season, do you think you could actually grow? Because it just sounds so bizarrely different to what we're,
Yeah.
you know what I mean? And it's like, we think we can grow stuff, you know what I mean? But then if we just transported each of ourselves to Audrey's climate, we
No.
would probably fail miserably. Do you know what I mean? It's just
But I can't grow cool things all that well.
like what?
Well, like cabbage in the middle of summer turns into, crispy critters after it's been eaten by all those white butterflies. But no, you have a longer cool period than we do, for sure. So you can get a lot of cool crops in that I can't get in. Growing spinach for me, it bolts almost the minute it looks at the ground. So I'm going to try to get that out super early this year. And, then it's possibly going to freeze. So, but I'm going to try it.
Is
Because
that
I
something, Audrey? And it's expensive for you to buy over there spinach, like because over here it's. You get it from Aldi or anywhere, supermarket, cheapest chips, like a pound a bag. If you were gonna, is it a deer vegetable over there?
Oh, it's like any grain. No, it's not, horrible, but I like the idea of being able to just go out and pick it. I mean, that's why I grow lettuce greens. I love the idea of just being able to go pick it and bring it in and have it for whatever meal we're cooking. So, and I'd love to do that with spinach, but it's not been my friend.
I've
So,
struggled with it. I can never get
it's
spinach right.
actually.
Yeah. So I'm going to do that with arugula this spring. Get them out as early as possible and see what happens.
I talked to Luke on Friday, who's from New Zealand, and he's almost lucky to, can nearly go right through the year. Do you know what I mean? His season's just
Yeah.
pleasant and not pleasant and mild. He does have winters and. But he says, like a little bit further south, it gets the winter. It's reverse for us. It's a little bit further north.
Yeah.
But it's just, the different areas around the world where rather nice, to be honest. If you can just keep growing tomatoes. I mean, he did say that his tomatoes were a little bit raggy through, through the winter. But at least he got tomatoes
Right.
in the winter.
So maybe we should
Crazy.
set up like a map of how we need to travel through the year. So, start in the spring over in the UK. And then maybe come over here for a bit and then go down to New Zealand and then just do it over again.
Yeah.
Right?
That would be fun.
We need like a, what are they called? An aircraft harrier or the boat, just one of them. Just turn the whole top section into an allotment and just sail around where the weather's better.
Yeah, follow
Nice.
the good weather. Follow the
Yeah.
good weather. Yes.
Are we still in the middle, Jess? In the middle of the storm now, are we still, or has it passed this?
I don't
Think
know.
it's
We
done.
were said that, like, when I was looking at the forecast, it said like it was going to hit here Monday. so like midday today, but it was definitely yesterday, like last night, it was loud. And it's, I mean, it's windy outside, but it's not like, it's not chaotic. Like lying in bed last night, it's like hearing stuff like tumbling down the street, you know, like people's bins and stuff. Yeah, but it's, it obviously hit us earlier than they were expecting.
Well, the daughter, like you say, the daughter dropped off the little fella today. You know what I mean? That incident with the outside picking up his, so he dropped. But Mel Ellie was saying when she dropped them off that the house, the way it was situated, the wind was so loud they had to both get up and sleep in spare rooms because the wind in their bedroom was like, you know, it's like off
Yeah.
plastic windows. And she
Oh,
said it was
wow.
just horrific. You know what I mean? So I had actually slept through everything. I don't know if we got it so bad, you know, especially compared to, you know, like Mark's pictures there. There's like huts. I mean, I'm like JB, I haven't been up. Do you know what I mean? So waiting. Are you still windy down there then, JB? Are you? Because you're not
It's, well, working from home all day, so this is quite cozy. It's not looked too bad though. I think, yeah, last night was definitely the worst of it. And our bedroom at the back, just everything hits sideways. We barely got any sleep just with the rain hammering on the window. But yeah, I'm just hoping the plot's okay.
Did
I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm sure it'll be fine.
so you got rain as well? Because we haven't had rain, mind
Yeah, it
you.
was tipping it down. Yeah,
Right. It
absolutely.
was raining
It's just
here.
surreal walking outside and it's like boiling. It's like, yeah, like 12, 13 degrees. It was really weird yesterday.
No, that's nothing there for us. Anything would do it now. I know, Audrey, this is Patty by the Sea's asking anything we're doing different in the garden. And actually, Audrey's inspired me a little bit because you're just not doing the cabbages, Audrey, or anything through
I'm
midsummer. But
not.
you're gonna
I
do
even gave all my seeds away. That's how much I'm not doing it.
Wow, that's serious.
Yes, it
You
is.
really mean it.
Yeah,
Well,
no,
you
I'm
use them for
impressive.
microgreens.
Well,
Yeah.
and a lot of times I would do that, but I that just for me is a good cutoff. Like, nope, not even keeping the
Yeah,
seeds.
that's if you get rid of them, that's oh look at them. Oh yes.
I actually did them finally. I've been meaning to do them for a while.
So they're are they under lights then, JB, or not? Or just
Nah, they're just on the windowsill.
all right, so they're still getting light, natural light in.
Yeah, I found last year they didn't actually need the grow light. They've got enough to just kind of do their thing with a little bit of windowsill. You don't grow them for too long, so.
Well, to be honest, you let them stretch a little bit longer and it's just more kind of more
Yeah.
greens, isn't it? You know what I mean? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
The one,
Yeah.
you know,
They're hard to grow wrong. Because, yeah.
I
It's just getting them
very
going, isn't it?
forgiving.
No, I took them down. You know, when Tony O'Neill was on, he mentioned the aubergines. I did my aubergines, and I'm sure it was a day. I was just too late, and they went. I mean, they're leggy. They're not that bad, leggy. I'll just plant them deeper in the pot. But it was like 12 hours, if that. And
Yeah.
just,
Oh,
you know what I
yeah.
mean? You think, oh, man, yeah, bugger yeah. You know what I mean? Just
Yeah.
missed it. Because I've got them in the greenhouse there now, and everything seems okay. But it was like 12 hours. You know what I mean? Is that just, has that ever happened to you where you kind of turn around and you went, oh, dear me?
Happened a lot last year. Last year was my first year with lights. And it took a bit of experimenting to get it right. Because, yeah, it would be really like, I don't think I'd appreciated how quickly the first moment you see that light them break the surface, you need to put the lights on them. Otherwise, they're still firing up through what they think is the soil, really. So, yeah, it was. But I've got everything like stacked up here at the moment, and I've just stuck a load of shot glasses over my the chilies that haven't. In fact, you see them.
Nice. Yes.
All the ones that haven't germinated, they've got little shot glasses on them now,
JB,
because I want the light.
did you invent the shot glass
I
method? Because I'm praising you for it there, but it seems everyone's
know.
doing this something, and I wonder if he started a new little thing here then.
It warms my heart when I see people saying that. But no, I got it from, it wasn't even Chilli Champ actually. It was I'm one of Chilli Champ's patrons and he's got a Discord. And I saw it on there like years and years ago, one of the guys. And Chili Chump saw the guy posting it. I was like, oh, that's a brilliant idea. And everyone on the Discord started doing it like 4 years ago. And now it seems to be like quite the done thing. It's quite nice to
Because
see.
it's even in our Discord now, you
Yeah,
know, it's there
exactly.
to go doing.
Yeah, so
So,
Jada's doing it.
what are the shot glasses?
It's
Are
just
they
for.
glass or just plastic little
No, just
things?
little plastic. You get 50 for like a quid. They're probably not a
Or
great
just
thing to
like, you
buy,
know,
but
those little. I mean,
people buy them
I
for
do
like jelly
understand that
shots.
I should have
Yeah.
clear ones, but
Jess,
I've only got
they look like your medication shots, them, my you
the
know what I mean?
little things you get over the top of cough syrup. No, I should have clear ones, but I didn't go out and specifically buy these, and I've only got like colorful neon ones, so they're
From the
on
raving
there.
days.
Yes.
Yeah, jello shots. Here we go.
Yeah, it's just good for keeping the moisture in. That's really it. Just to it stops the air from drying out
I was
the
going to say, well,
bottles.
be kind enough then, JB, just explain what is the shot method.
Yeah, so it's ideal for when you've got a lots of different varieties in one cell or one cell tray. Because you can't move the entire tray once a few of them start to germinate. So if you put a shot glass over the ones that haven't yet germinated, it just really helps to keep the heat and the moisture in that little cell. It's a, just a little way of micromanaging the environment for your seedlings when you've got 40 seedlings in a cell tray, you know.
It is. It seems a great method. I've never needed to use it. You know what I mean? But
I think it helps. I don't know if it actually does, but it's really nice when you've got one on like a shot glass on there, and then you've got a seedling that's, 5 days behind everyone else, and then
well,
you see it and you go,
I was going to say, if you see it
the
and
shot
it
glass
gets
on.
all like water droplets inside, it's doing its thing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
It's kind of doing
exactly.
it. Did anybody see Mark? You know, I know he kind of lives above you on the wall there, and they're all a little bit kind of careful with their money. You know what I mean? A bit care, but he did his all his workings out for like the Super
Yeah.
Seven. How much that Super Seven that runs cheapest chips,
Yeah, it was really cool. I
huh?
really
Two
like
pence. I was it
those
two pence a
videos.
day, the Super Seven.
It was cheap. All of it was cheap. I can't remember the exact figures. Everyone should go and watch the videos if you want the
Yes,
exact
yes.
figures. But yeah, he did all different kinds of grow lights, propagators, heat mats. He's done them little series. Really, really cool. But I
Jess,
was surprised at how cheap a lot of it was, actually, especially, and he did it on like new rates, so it's like 30p a kilowatt hour or whatever. I remember
But I know
being like 10.
I've got them big things. I've got some like three big things from Mars Hydro, and I'm sure I got like the daughter's partner to have a look who's an electrician, and he was just like, "Oof, Tony, not too often." You know,
Yeah.
I was like, all
Yeah.
right. Because last year, when I had it all in the hut, it was knocking the electrics from the house, was tripping out everybody. You know what I mean? It was that kind of draining stuff. So, Jess, are you still using your heat mat? Is it working all right? Because it's all in you. No, I'm gonna have a little look there.
Heat mat is under here.
Right.
Excuse me. Yeah, so it's really nice and toasty warm. Cucumbers up, one. But yeah, everything else. This whole shelving unit's kind of getting quite hot now, so it's like there's no light at all under there yet.
Will there be? Actually, you'll be
Currently shining on my face,
Yes,
so
yes.
they.
What actual brand of lights do you use, Jesse? Do you know? I know you get asked this quite a lot.
They came from the companies changed their name, but they were called Urban Grow when I bought them. Yeah, it still says Urban Growers on it, but I'm trying
It's not gonna change. The
to.
name's still gonna
Yeah,
be.
it might have been linked to them and just changed. No, they I thought it might have had like the name of the type of light that it is, but they don't. It just says Urban Growers.
I'd say, yeah.
Yeah. But I find them quite good because you can bend them around, like you can really manipulate them and them to spread over quite a wide area.
I
Well,
need to
sorry.
get. I need to get a second one for the. Jess has got some flowers down there. There's a. The light down there is flickering. It's been bothering me. I only noticed like 10 minutes ago, but that light doesn't play with my camera. But all the sweet peas are looking really leggy. So we need some extra light. So I might just get like a little cheapie.
The light that's flickering there, JB, is that like a grow light, is it? Or
Yeah, but it's crap. It's like,
looks a little bit yellowy, to be honest. It's
yeah, it's just what do you know what that's reflecting? One of the blooming fungus gnat traps, which is yellow.
yeah.
Because yeah, there's a bit of that this year. But yeah, it was like an old thing. I bought it like 4 years ago. It's like LED strips. It just doesn't really do anything. I bought it for my chilies way back when and got leggy chilies and thought, maybe it wasn't close enough or something like that. So then I did it for another season, which was really stupid because then I got leggy seedlings again. And then I was like, all right, sod it. I'm buying a proper light. But it seems like you can get relatively cheap or affordable lights. You know, how much were those ones, Jesse? Probably like 20,
These were
30?
about 25 quid.
Yeah. And if they're doing the job, then that's fine, isn't it?
What's yours, JB? The nice big fancy one there?
The nice big one is a Viper Spectra. I want to say a P100. It's very good. And one of the best things about it is that it's got a dimmer. So it's really nice because you can use it. If you don't have a dimmer, your only other method of control is raising and lowering the light, which is faff. So being able to put it on like 20% when the seedlings first come up, and then like each day increasing it a little bit is really, really nice. That one was about £80, which isn't too bad. It's very efficient. But the main issue is coverage. It's a square, so I can't really do more than one seed tray or two seed trays at a push. So yeah, we definitely need just a little bit extra.
Could you not do like the shop method, the tin foil method?
Yes, but it's a shared office, and Jess won't let me. My partner, she's like, no, and she, we've got like a big long desk, and we both work from home, so she does her work calls, and every time she goes on a work meeting, then she's like, "Oh, your bloody light's on," and she's got to get up and turn off the grow light, and yeah, so even if that was all like tin foiled and everything, she'd be even more annoyed. But maybe one day we can do it. If you can do the tin foil, it's like very recommended. It does massively increase the efficiency of how much
Yeah,
light they can absorb.
when these are up, I've got like cardboard covered in tin foil that's going to go round them, so I'll have like two grow areas in there. But the reason, I mean, I really like those block lights, and I was going to get some before I got these, but actually, kind of fixing them up and everything, you needed something solid like to have them on, and because I'm shifting this blooming thing around all the time, I just wanted something that I could just clip. And they do have, like, I don't know if you can see it, but they do have like a controller that you can change the strength of the light and stuff. So,
Nice.
all right.
Mine is a very funny solution. That's like an IKEA cabinet, and I put a door handle in the top. So it's just hanging from a door handle because I had to hang it off something. And I was like, oh, that'll do. Screw the door handle
What,
in.
Jess, what, when you've got it set up with lights, what, because I remember someone asking in the Discord, what's your times? Do you mean, do you have it like 6 o'clock in the morning until 10 at night, or?
Mum turns it on when she gets up, and I turn it off when I go to bed. Like, it kind
Me
of
too.
depends. We don't have a, they do actually have a timer on them that you can set so that they come on and go off at the right time, but I've never really
Just an
kind of gone into
old-fashioned
that. It's
girl
just
there.
turn it on,
Turn
turn
it
it
on,
off.
turn it off. On, that's not me at all. You know, everything's got to have a smart plug and everything. And now we've just got another light in the hall, and it's like switch on hall light. You know what I mean? And it just pops up there. I just love that kind of. And I had it all in the hut. Do you know what I mean? 6 o'clock till 10 o'clock. That was me times. JB, was I right in them kind of
Yeah,
time?
that's bang on. Yeah, the textbook answer is like 16 hours for a chilly, 16 to 18 hours. But I do the same. I just turn it on when I get up and turn it off when I go to bed. So it's a little bit less, probably, but yeah, it's fine. They do all right, don't they?
What about then? What about, oh, Mam turns it on for you. I was going to say, what about if there was a heavy, both of you two, heavy, I'm not talking about Audrey here, but you, heavy sesh the night
Yeah,
before.
I had that the other
He let
weekend.
it be plans,
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I did that.
And
I shot up with a very thick head at like 9:30. Like, oh, turn the plants on, turn the
oh no, I'm afraid my plants would just have a very grey day that day. Like,
plants
that's.
on. Audrey, are you in on this group as well with lights turning off and on? Are you automatic? Or
Oh.
because I know you use grow lights, don't you?
Oh yeah, I use a lot of grow lights. Right now I don't have them set up because I have one shelf lit. So that one we're just kind of get up, turn on, go to bed, turn it off. But once I get more lights set up, like working on it, because there'll eventually be four shelves of lights, and that'll all be auto at that point.
It's funny, I'm kind of jumping in almost buck naked in the greenhouse there because I've got no lights and I'm just relying on daylight. You know what I mean? So I don't know if they're going, you know, JB, when you mentioned last year, yours just kind of stood still for a little bit. I'm just thinking, oh, you know what I mean? I keep on looking at them and thinking, are you going to, a little bit more, see what? But I haven't
You
put.
have your chilies in the greenhouse?
Yeah,
Wow.
it's brave. It's very brave this
Wow,
year.
it's brave or crazy. I'm not quite
I've
sure.
got heat in there. I've got lots of heat in there. You know what I mean? It's kind
Oh,
of,
okay, so it's warm.
oh, it's warmer than the bloody house. You know what I mean? It's kind of, but it actually like it was.
Okay.
I've even got trays on that haven't got anything. Well, I've got them on now because I took the onions, put the onions on. But I had a tray that wasn't even doing anything just with heat. When Mark said 2 pence a day, I thought, well, I'll just put a little bit of extra heat around the bloody poly the greenhouse. So, but I'm more concerned northeast natural light. Have I got
Yeah.
enough? And I'm sure I must have done this last year, and I got it. You know, I mean, it was good. So I'm
If it
not. You know
works, it
how many
works. Hours? Oh, sorry.
No, that's it. That's all I got. If it works, it works. If you did it last year and it's fine. I mean, yeah, if it's probably best. You could maybe give them like a bit of supplemental light if you wanted to in the evenings or in the mornings or something like that. But if it works, it works.
Well, I did have. Can you see the strip lighting around there? I did have the same one in the greenhouse, but for whatever reason, it's kinked and something's went wrong. So when I press on, it just all flashes red, green, and blue all at the same time. So it looks like it's like a lonely man's disco. Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, I can't have the lights going off all the time. So I'll have to change that, to be honest, if I was going to have. And actually, them big Mars Hydro things that like, well, I kind of get them out. The huge, heavy things, I wouldn't like to hang them up in the bloody mine. And the
Well,
aluminium would bend.
why don't
Do
you
you
know how
sell them,
much
Tony?
sunlight you get in a day?
It's like probably now around about 7, and is it maybe 5:30, 6 when it's starting to get dark?
Yeah, I get,
Right,
yeah.
we're 8 o'clock. Actually, I've got it written down over there. 8 o'clock sunrise, 4:30 sunset here.
Right. Oh, doesn't sound much. Well, I tell you why I'm not selling them, JB, because the government have changed the rules and now you get taxed on things. Do you know what I mean? Like on eBay. And I was like, oh, I'm not going down that route of like giving them more. I'll just have them shoved up there for eternity. So that's hence why. Jess, I'm getting back to Pad by the Sea. Are you doing anything different this year? Are you going to be doing anything kind of strange and unusual or more of the
I haven't got
same?
that far yet. I haven't really got into the only thing I know that I'm going to have another go at is chickpeas. Because I started them as a bit of a, they were very, very late last year. Somebody gave me a packet of them. And I just thought, oh, I'll give it a go and just see. They might be a disaster. And they weren't great. Like, I hadn't quite realized how chickpeas grow. But they were delicious. So I'm going to sow more of them. But the very few we got, Mum and I were like in the allotment and they were really, really nice. So definitely doing them again, but better, hopefully.
Explain then, because I've no idea what chickpeas do. Do they grow like a pea? Do they have a pea
They do
pod?
grow like a pea, but when you look, because I was completely clueless, like I know that they're in the same family and they do grow in pods. There's like two chickpeas per pod. And the plants are really, really pretty. They're kind of pea-like, but much finer foliage. So they're kind of like airy fairy. And when you look at the pictures of them, they look like these really dense bushes. What I hadn't realized is there's about like 30 plants planted in that little dense clump. And I planted them all out individually So I just had like these little weedy sticks of plants that had like two peas on the end of each of them, like in two thirds of a bed. So I'm not doing that again. I'm going to sow them really dense, like you would peas, give them a bit of support. Although they don't climb, they're quite kind of, they've got tendrils and they're kind of all over the show. So I'm going to try them in the drain pipe like I do normal peas. And I'm also going to like sow them in, you know, like the little square pots. Just do like four in each and plonk them out and see
Right.
which one's better. But
I've
they were
never.
so delicious, like
Nice.
fresh green chickpeas were lovely.
And I'm so naive. Does it, do they taste like, I can't believe I've been saying this. Do they taste like chickpeas? Because we eat chickpeas all the time, but they're out of a tin. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they had, you know, that chickpeas have got quite a distinctive flavour. If you think of like a fresh pea, texture wise, but with that flavour,
Right.
they were really nice actually. I JB does not look convinced
I'm
by
just,
that
you're
at
really,
all.
there's a lot of like, my imagination is working overtime to try and combine a lot of different textures and flavors. That's
Yeah,
all.
so it's not like they have more of a texture of, you know, when you've left the peas a bit too long.
Yeah.
And they're quite dense. They're not like little sweet popping like petit
Yeah,
pois
yeah,
type
yeah.
ones, but they were really, really tasty.
It's the two
Yeah.
chickpeas to a pod. That's what's getting, you know what I mean? There's a lot of work there to kind of harvest and to,
Yeah, I
is
mean, I don't think I'll be replacing like canned chickpeas, and I wouldn't necessarily like dry them to use that way. But just eating them fresh, like in a salad or something, they were yum.
can you do, Jess, if you want to do, like, you know, like we do pea shoots, can you do chickpea shoots?
I have no idea. Their foliage was quite hairy.
Oh.
I know. Like.
Ew. No, thanks.
I can't imagine that you would want to really munch through it. They had like a soft white downiness to them. You know, like very, very slightly like the inside of a broad bean pod, but like on the leaves, that sort of.
Oh.
Yeah. Don't know. None of us are looking enthused by the prospect, to be
It's,
fair.
yeah, it's making me think of chili peppers, of course, because there's the pubescents are like that, which I think is like the Latin term for when you've got like, yeah, downy foliage. I'm excited for those this year, though. I was going to say as well, like, is the low harvest because of our climate? Is it just that they're not really adapted for the
Well,
UK?
I think my low harvest was particularly because I planted them so late that like it wasn't, you'd normally put them in, I think, sort of the same sort of time that you would put peas in. So, like mid to late spring, I would get some in this year. But I wanted to keep giving them. I can't even remember. Guy at the garden centre I used to work with, I think, just sent me a load of kind of seed that they had left over. And there
Nice.
was this packet of chickpeas in there. So I thought I'd give it a go. So yeah, I don't think I even got them in until it must have maybe been July when I sowed them. And
That's quite
obviously
big.
had them completely wrong. So
Where
yeah.
the native from? Is it kind of like hot?
Mediterranean.
Is it?
And oh wait, no, that's just a cuisine. I don't know where they're from.
Because I know it's like
Syria. Yeah, so like Middle East.
right. I've never seen them
Actually, I've
even.
just looked at the packet and it says you sow them in February. So I'm talking nonsense. February, March, April. So I'll get them in.
I guess you could do succession sowings as well, couldn't you, with
Yeah, I think so.
yeah, Show us the packets, Jess, because I
Sorry, I'm so sorry I keep coughing.
right. Yeah,
They're like
no.
thank you seed ones. Yeah. But
Nice.
yeah, really nice.
Right. Well, are you doing anything different than JB, or is there anything?
So a few mild bits. One thing I was thinking of in terms of like new crops, though, has anyone ever done sweet potatoes?
Well,
Yes.
yeah.
I
Yeah.
tried, had them in the greenhouse, and they were looking all right, but you know, they scrabble along the ground. And then we went on holiday, and my mother came to look after the polytunnel and thought there were weeds and pulled them up, and that was the last You know what I mean?
Epic fail.
Epic, yes, another
One of the
epic
epic
fail there.
fails.
It's not beating the sliders, but it's still up there, you know what I mean? Yeah, I've cleared all them weeds out, Tony. It's all sorted. You know what I mean? So, but they
Tell us you
weren't.
took a picture of your feet.
Oh, Audrey, I could hardly.
Oh, okay.
No, I didn't. No, no,
I
no.
just think
I was
that
almost
maybe.
hysterical. Do you know what I mean?
Oh,
But I
yeah.
haven't,
So,
so I've had no su
are you
no
going to
su
grow sweet potatoes this year?
not me, no.
No,
I've
JB.
seen. I would like to try. Yeah, last year I tried it really late, you know, where you get a bit of sweet potato and then try and create the slips by putting it in water. And it just turned into like grey, moldy water. They didn't do
Nice.
anything. But that's because they were just like supermarkets. So maybe they had like anti-sprouting stuff on them. I don't know. Maybe you're meant to buy like. Oh, yeah, I was going to buy some
Organic
slips. Yeah, but they
or
were like 20 quid for four plants or something. I was like, you know what? No. So maybe that's the only way to grow them. I don't know.
I did
No.
watch on YouTube. You know, there's the Australian guy who he's always in his shorts. And
Yeah,
he
yeah. Self-sufficient me.
yes. And he grew some, and you know, it was like, let's have a look what, and he was pulling out these things that were like, and it was like, eh,
Yeah.
mother chugger. Do you know what I mean? So he can gain, obviously, totally different climate to
Grow
us.
like they
Tropical.
grow like total weeds, like in Australia. My friend's garden is just every time you dig up to plant something, just sweet potatoes like coming out. But I had them quite successfully in the greenhouse the first year I tried them. They were brilliant, but it was a variety that was adapted to grow in not such hot weather, which I can't remember what it's called, but I'll look it up and send you the name of it.
Yeah,
They
thank
were
you.
really, really successful. And then the second year, it was a complete fail, absolute fail. And I'd set up the camera and was like ready for the big reveal. And I got like, I wouldn't even do that thick. They were like this thick sweet potatoes, just like these long. Yeah, it
I
wasn't a good
saw
look.
that. I remember seeing that. Yeah, I do remember those. Yeah, epic fail. One of the other
You actually could have put one of them pink fir apple potatoes in and just pretended it was a, you know what I mean? Do they like heat and plenty of water, or do they, are there a, like an arid
think
dry?
so. I think they
Yes, they
like heat and water. Yeah.
Well,
They're
I'd like to give them a
beautiful
go.
though.
Wouldn't
Really,
give them
really
one of
lovely.
them things over here.
Yeah, it might be
Yeah.
nice in the polytunnel. Be quite cool to let them
Yeah,
go a
I
little
think
bit
they just
wild.
need the heat. I usually start mine just from organic sweet potatoes that I find in the store. And they
Okay.
have, yeah, they have no problem sprouting up.
Yeah.
So you can get
I
your
think
in your season because your season's short. You can get a like a sweet potato
who,
out.
me?
Yes, you. Yes, you.
Oh,
Yes.
well, yeah, there's a few of us here. Our season's about half the year, so if I get them in, they're fine.
And it's so much hotter. Like,
yeah, I mean,
so
they get the
here, I
heat
think,
for sure.
yeah.
But down south, oh, can they grow sweet potatoes down there? They're probably like how the Australian guys come out. I mean, they have the perfect climate for those. So I usually get them at Trader Joe's. I don't know if you have that over there.
We
Kind
don't.
of Aldi-ish. And they sell it's a Japanese sweet potato, purple on the outside, but almost white on the inside.
Ooh.
Best sweet potato on the planet.
Nice.
I might look
So,
that up. I'll write that down.
I think it's called a Murasaki.
Murasaki.
Yeah. So good.
I just want to show as well, I got off Grown Local some marathon broccoli. Ian,
That's
send
your
us a,
yours right there.
yes. Send us a little kind of, and cauliflower. All you send us a nice little kind of stocking for us as well. Put all my kind of,
Oh.
she's there all around. So, but I've never,
You did great with your marathon last year.
yes. Well, Audrey, I want to kind of, this sometime this, what are we now, the 22nd, sometime this month, sow both collie and broccoli, and then just try and only want like something like five plants, like just see if I can get them five plants very early before like I do it again for like the main. Do you know what I mean? But when we were talking about what we're going to do, or you've inspired me to kind of try a few more flowers. Do you know what I mean? It's
Good.
no, I'm purely because I fail at most veg. You know what I mean? The flowers, just you know what I mean? Like the butterflies don't seem to. I just love them more than it. You know what I mean? So like,
Yeah.
let them come. So we'll have to have kind of.
So what kind of flowers are you growing?
Don't even
We'll
know.
do a special. We'll do a
We got
special
to have, we
episode.
got to do a flower special.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be
And
awesome.
actually, we can have, we can have a, because didn't you see Hannah wanted to come on as well about, because we can have more, we can have 12 folks on, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not the, but
We'll
I'll.
have to get cards to talk. Like, hold up your card and you get
But you know
called
what I
on.
want to, you know
Wave
what I
your
want
little
to,
like.
what I want to do as well, Audrey, I might as well try and organize it one day, is me and you, Audrey, are going to be like running a quiz, and we'll get Jesse, we'll get everyone we can, even people from outside to come on. And then
Okay.
when you said get little bits of paper, so we'll ask a question. You'll have to keep me score because I'll just forget if whoever. And when I mention a question, you hold up a bit of paper. You'll say, right, it's JB who is first one to hold up a bit of paper has got the question. So I thought, oh, on a Friday night we'll do like
That'd be fun.
a quiz,
Amazing.
you know what I mean?
Garden quiz or yeah.
Well, garden and general knowledge, because I keep on asking.
Ooh,
Oh,
general knowledge quiz. Now you're talking.
yeah. So, but maybe me and you, Audrey, that would be doing the, because if it was gardening only, it'd be more, it's hard to find gardening questions that can relate to, you know what I mean? Every country, you know what I mean? So
Oh
it's easier
yeah.
just to
No,
read it.
I realized even as we were talking about, what were you just talking about? Oh, tomato varieties that would grow outside. I mean, I don't know of one that wouldn't, but I know we don't have the same varieties, so that was definitely location centric. So yeah, I get it.
No,
No
but
problem.
we'll try and get organize that as well for one night,
I'll
one.
be your quiz mistress.
Oh,
Ooh, how's
yes.
that? Good title.
My Anthea Turner to Bruce Forsyth. All right, my love. Right, have we got Jibbit? Have you got anything else, or are we?
No, I think that's it. I think that's it for today.
Jesse, have you got anything lasting thoughts? Anything to say, or?
No, not particularly. I was going to do an onion update, but I haven't brought them up
We
here with me,
were,
so
yeah, we
yeah.
were meant to do that. You know, I
Next
filmed.
week, I think we should talk about, as we're doing a grow along, and they're coming up. They're looking really good. Like some of them are proper big now, so
Did you?
probably do.
Jess, did you put yours in the green tray? Like loads? Have you done it like one? Did you do like one or?
No, I did them in those in the short, not root trainers. You know, the
Yes.
pop-up partable pots. It's a good one. I'm
Yeah,
trying to say that.
that, well, hey, bigger. So yours are kind of, because I've now got what we talked about, JB talked about, I've got to now thin them out and do the replanting. Do you know what I mean? Which was
Yeah.
going to be a job, but all my trees are up at the allotment.
Yeah, see, that's exactly it, isn't it? There's always something little like that,
It
isn't there? Yeah.
was so
Well, if
easy.
that's, but if that's like the next stage, maybe we should do that next for the next Monday and
Yes.
do a bit pot. I'll do a bit of potting up while we're on, and we can.
Yes, we'll have Miss Jessie Sheffield on demonstration. Then someone mentioned as well, like, why aren't yous all doing demonstrations? I was like, yeah, do you realize how like hard it is just even to do this? You know what I mean? I think not. You know what I mean? So yeah.
Yeah,
We have a
that'd be a lot.
real no compost in the office rule. If I brought in a bag of compost in here, that would be hell to pay. I'm lucky to get the seed trays in here, but that
No,
all
no
happens in the
compost rule in the
conservatory.
office. Normally it's like food. You're like no chip papers or anything, but for the normal person. But no, it's for us, it's compost. If you brought compost in here again, I can tell. It's all over the bloody shop. Right, well, I think until, and I just a heads up, I haven't as yet recorded anything for Friday, so there might not be a kind of one on Friday. But a few, kind, if anyone wants to get interviewed or something, if anyone got any ideas for a Friday show, let us know. But at this moment, because it's nice, this is why I was. It's hard to get JB, it's hard to get Audrey or Jesse when I want to, which is like dinner times on a Monday, like on a Tuesday and Wednesday when I've got the house to myself. So.
It's why we've been doing the pre-recording, because it's one of the few times that we can all make it.
Yes.
It makes
To be
things a
honest,
little bit easier.
it's JB, it's like 100 times better for me. This, even just folks didn't see though, but I just pressed record and then JB went off, pressed the wrong
Yeah,
button,
just
cut himself off.
disappeared.
Now, if that's live, it's just chewy as anything. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, although it's just a face I put on where I'm like laughing and giggling, inside I'm crying. Do you know what I mean? It's just, I'm just crying and just want to like roll away.
You go offline and you're shaking.
I'd rather have bloody dog shit on me sliders. Do you know what I mean? That's how bad it is. You know what I mean? So I don't think we're going to get monetized for this with all.
New standard comparison level.
Sliders,
Is it as bad as dog shit on your sliders? Like, that's.
yes.
Oh, there's a meme in that.
Somewhere.
I
What? Not happen again, I tell you, I'll wear socks.
Oh, that'd be that's even worse.
Yeah.
Oh
Right. On that note, Jesse, where can we find you, Jesse? Yeah.
Jesse at Plot 37. There we go. That's it. Yes.
How long you've had that name?
I don't know. I said my first thought was Richmond, like here, like
I
everyone's just going to come and actually find me.
know. I was thinking, am I going to have to edit out her and she's just blurted out her home house address?
Was just going to give you my postcode. Like, yeah.
No, just YouTube will be fine, Jess. Thank you very much. JB, where can we find you?
You can find me at Naturally JB on
I
Instagram and
recommend,
YouTube.
yes, they recommend
Oh.
the sweet pea one, to be honest, and the chili one, to be honest, if you're kind of there's a
My chili guide, yeah. Please do go and see that if you've not.
lot of work went into that.
That was a big one.
Yes. Audrey, where can we find you?
At Real Food Comes Dirty
There we go. And
on
are you getting
Instagram,
videos out? Are you
and
getting videos
I
out?
have like five that are 2 seconds away from being done.
Oh,
So they're coming out.
yes.
And I'm doing a gr ginger grow with me.
Can we do that in
So,
the UK?
yes, you can.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
Well, that's
So
what
that's the
oh,
first one
right.
that's coming up because it needs to get started. If you want to
Oh,
get
that's fab.
actual ginger.
I'm going to watch that,
I'd
Audrey,
love to.
because
I'd
all
love to go
right.
ginger.
Yes.
Cool.
Right, we'll have a ginger special.
There you go. There's a
We'll
lot
have
to
to get
say
Hannah
about
on for
ginger. Did you realize I used to be what is what?
that. It took me a second, that one.
What did you? I missed it. Come on, tell I missed the joke. What was the joke?
Ginger grows, Hannah.
I just said we'll have to get
Yes.
Hannah on for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Hannah for ages, to be honest. So you
So are
had a
you
night.
talking
Very
about
busy.
ginger-haired people?
In that instance, yes.
Okay. I used to be a ginger back in the day.
Well, so I actually showed I was strawberry blonde, Audrey. That's what I
Well,
called.
thanks.
It's when people picked on us. It's what my mum said the hair, my hair color was strawberry blonde. When
Oh.
everyone picked on us and called us ginger nut.
Is that when in your dread days you had strawberry blonde?
Strawberry blonde, yes. Don't say
Okay.
ginger, yes.
Okay.
Right, are we this is getting ridiculous now.
Yeah.
This is
Okay.
ridiculous. They wouldn't do this
Sorry, that
on
was a
God.
terrible laugh.
Did you just burp there?
No, I just cackled like a witch.
Oh.
Sorry. Unexpected.
Right then. Right. Let's end it now before it just gets out of hand. Take good care,
Okay.
everyone. Thank you very much. See you next time.
See ya.
Doodle bit.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye.